My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
If you're looking for a computer show that is wall-to-wall technology and information, you've come to the wrong place. Not going to do it.
If you're looking for average...
Too boring, because if you just reflect back to some of the very technical things and very dry things that were asked and interacted on the show previously, you'll understand why we do what we do. Because we want to keep our sanity. Charles writes... What type of backup system do you recommend for the casual home PC user?
What type indeed, Ken?
As opposed to the formal home?
Well,
what does he mean by casual?
Perhaps.
Inquiring mind.
He means just for the average Joe.
Typical.
Let me interpret.
Ah. Well, Charles, what we've found is that the average Joe has two problems. One, they don't have any technical understanding of how to back up. CDs and tapes and all these things become a little too technical. And the other problem we found is that even when they know how to back up, they don't know what to back up.
Well, and even more important than that, if they're average, they just don't care much about doing it right anyway.
There's any number of ways that you can try, Charles. In fact, we're working on an entire show to talk about all the different ways in very great detail. But since you're bringing this up, if you have a CD burner, you can certainly make what we call archival copies of data, which is basically... make a copy of all your pictures and set them aside. But as far as an ongoing backup system, we're not real fond of those because we've seen a lot of people do that and burn CDs, assume they've got their critical data backed up. It turns out they were doing it wrong all along because they didn't know how to check it. And CDs really, they can be used for backups, and if you're technical, it works great. But if you're not technical, if you're casual, I'm not sure I'd recommend that.
Plus, there's a whole issue of they only store 650, maybe 700 megabytes, maybe 720 if you can really squeeze them well.
And if you've got a DVD burner.
Then, depending on if it's dual layer or not, and the kinds of discs you have, and whether the moons are aligned, and if it's raining or not,
right.
You might be able to get up to as many as 9 gigabytes.
More likely 4.7 for most of you.
Right?
Yeah, 4.7 for the average
Which is more,
layer.
What we've found is more, people have more in digital picture... Their picture library is now bigger than 4.7 gigabytes.
And in licensed music.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Totally legal music.
And besides that, even if you just had 4.7 gigabytes of actual data that you cared about, the problem is where's it at?
Yeah, exactly.
Tomorrow. And the next day. And yesterday.
Everything's in My Documents, right?
Well, except for my QuickBooks and...
Your address book for Outlook Express and your favorites and your...
Oh, and this one little thing that I installed. Oh, yeah,
okay,
I forgot.
Okay, so let's get back to Charles. If you don't know all the technical parts, then having a system that can make an exact copy of your computer on a regular basis is probably your safest bet, because then you got all your bases covered.
For the casual user.
For the casual user.
Not the formal user.
And if you want to learn more about that, we have a product that we put in our stores a while back specifically for people that are asking this question that say, I don't want to know anything more than how do I get this stuff, and don't give me a bunch of hyperbabble and technical stuff and click buttons. And
gobbledygook.
So this thing automatically, it's called a Data Vault, it automatically backs up everything, makes an exact copy of your hard drive every night, every week, every month, whatever you'd like. So yeah, if you'd like to see that, check out any of the Data Doctor's locations. They can show you how that works. You can also think about off-site backups. There are a lot of web-based backup systems, and again, we'll be covering this in a future show, but you can actually pay a monthly fee to have your data pushed up to a secure website. Now, again, that requires you to understand where exactly your critical stuff is. So you have to know where your Quicken files are, you have to know where your address book is for Outlook, and you have to know where all your emails get stored, and you'll have to know where your favorites are, you know, whatever it is that you want to be able to save.
Or you have to pay to just back up everything. Which
right,
you can
do too. And over time, you will pay for a device like a Data Vault so that you don't have to pay monthly for the rest of your life.
Yes.
There's some really good things.
What he said.
So I hope that helps, Charles. Is it really time to go?
Yes, it is.
2 hours has flown by faster than you can say fast.
Well, it's going to take you all of this next week to go through every link that we've posted so far, not to mention the ones we're going to post. At datadoctors.com, and you click on the radio show section, you'll see a plethora of... cool and new websites you may not have known about that'll be fantastic and will change your life.
Absolutely. While you're there, if you missed any part of the show, you can listen to the audio archives. If you missed last week's show or a year ago's show, you can check out previous shows and their audio archives. All that stuff and more, of course, datadoctors.com. It's all there for you.
Except for the weeks that I forgot to bring my laptop.
Right. Except for those.
Don't forget, you can sign up for our newsletter. It's, again, available throughout the website, datadoctors.com. It's a free newsletter. Gives you tips and tricks and reminders, like listen to the show.
And, of course, the ultimate reminder, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Hello, I'm Marvin Kirby, owner and president of Kirby's Furniture. We've been furnishing homes in Spalley for nearly 46 years. Kirby's has the largest selection of Lane Cedar Chests in the Valley. Lane Cedar Chests are in stock, ready for immediate delivery. Do you have someone graduating or getting married? Lane Cedar Chests make a wonderful, timeless gift. Lane Cedar Chests, now on sale at Kirby's Furniture in Mesa. Need a comfortable chair for mom or dad? Kirby's has that too. We sell thousands of Lazy Boy chairs, sofas, and sleepers. Yes, I said we sell thousands of Lazy Boy chairs. Kirby's has the best prices on all Lazy Boy products. So remember, if you didn't buy your Lazy Boy chair from Kirby's, you paid too much. Kirby's Furniture, on the corner of Mesa Drive and Broadway, or just east of Ellsworth Road on Apache Trail. We have all the furnishings for your home. Lazy Boy, Lane, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and more. Give us a try. You'll be glad you did.
Once a year, an event comes along that demands your attention. It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The third annual Scottsdale Lexus Garage Sale. Your best opportunity in the 16-year history of Scottsdale Lexus to get the best deal on a new or pre-owned Scottsdale Lexus. The largest available inventory in Scottsdale Lexus history. Over 300 new and 150 pre-owned vehicles are available for immediate delivery. Every vehicle on display in our air-conditioned service department will be clearly marked with prices so low that we cannot mention them in this commercial or quote them over the phone. All trades welcomed. We'll have six appraisers on premises all weekend long to get you maximum trade-in value. On approved credit, interest rates as low as 3.9% on selected certified pre-owned Lexus vehicles, 4.9% on selected new Lexus vehicles. Complimentary food and refreshments all weekend long. The third annual Scottsdale Lexus Garage Sale. The biggest sale in the 16-year history of Scottsdale Lexus, and it is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. 69th Street and McDowell Road in Scottsdale.
Coverage around the clock from the state's most trusted news team. This is News Radio 620 KTAR Phoenix, Arizona's news traffic and weather station.
From ABC News, I'm Karen Chase. U.S. military officials are declaring mission accomplished in Operation Matador, the largest major U.S. offensive against Iraqi insurgents since Fallujah. ABC's Nick Watt has the latest from Baghdad.
Operation Matador along the Euphrates Valley is over. According to U.S. Marines, in 1 week, more than 125 insurgents were killed, 39 detained, and as the Marines put it, the insurgent sanctuary neutralized.
However, at least 9 Americans were killed in the week-long battle, and critics say the area remains relatively lawless. In a new sign of hope, radical Sunnis are hinting they may be ready to talk peace. ABC's Barbara Britt has details on their overtures.
Some radical Sunni leaders have given indications to the Bush administration that they would give up the bloody insurgency in Iraq if the new Shiite majority government would give the minority Sunnis more power, according to the New York Times. That has the U.S. pressing the Shiite majority to allow former Ba'ath Party members to serve in the Iraqi government. So far, the response from the fledgling Jafari administration has been skeptical.
Meanwhile, insurgents continue their attacks. An Iraqi government minister today was killed, gunned down outside his home in Baghdad in a drive-by shooting. And coalition warplanes today returned to the former insurgent stronghold of Fallujah to destroy two buildings identified as an insurgent command center. Thousands are running for the borders to flee anti-government violence in Uzbekistan, where as many as 500 people may have been killed in clashes between police and protesters. The BBC's Jenny Norton tells us hopelessness has fueled the violence.
People here are really very poor and very desperate, and there's been a feeling for quite some time now that people's patience is beginning to come to an end because their lives are just very, very difficult.
New York's famous Brooklyn Bridge was empty for a while today, closed by an abandoned U-Haul truck on an entrance ramp.
The truck is above height restrictions, so we don't know if that's why he stopped where he did.
Police are now searching for the driver to find out the bridge had been shut down. It has since reopened. You're listening to ABC News.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get everyday low costs on products you need every day. After all, while you may be carrying around the weight of the American economy, you shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. Join the club. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Are you interested in a healthy heart? Are you like most Americans and don't always eat as you should? I'm Dr. Kevin Soden. If you answered yes, you're ready for the new Centrum Pledge for Life program. Taking a Centrum multivitamin every day is an easy, healthy habit that helps ensure your body gets the nutrients it needs to work at its best. Visit PledgeLife.com to get a free vitamin guide, coupons, and a daily reminder magnet. Now's the time to make a pledge to your health with Centrum.
Go to PledgeForLife.com. Offer good while supplies last.
Police and Valley residents remember Officer Uribe. It's 2:03 and 96 degrees at News Radio 620 KTAR. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Wilcox. A candlelight vigil and march to honor veteran Phoenix Police Officer David Uribe was held last night.
Dozens of young teenagers, members of the Phoenix Police Explorers, walked a quarter mile with candles to the Northwest Phoenix site near 35th Avenue and Cactus, where Officer David Uribe was gunned down Tuesday during a traffic stop.
It means everything to us because these are our heroes, and when we lose one of them, it's the same effect as it is with the officers.
My mother is a police officer, and it has meaning to me because I know that could have been her.
Really help out and make the families feel better and just